Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Press TV's Top 5. And we begin with the United States and Israel have signed a record new pact under which Washington will give Tel Aviv $38 billion in military aid. A 10-year pact is the biggest pledge of U.S. military assistance ever made to any foreign party. A new aid package for the first time will include money for Israel's missile systems. It calls for at least $3.8 billion a year in aid. That's up from $3.1 billion under the current pact, which will expire in 2018. Israel's been the largest recipient of U.S. foreign assistance since the Second World War. America's military aid to the Israeli regime has amounted to over $124 billion since it began in 1962. And now to get some more on the story, we're joined out of Montreal by Mr. Bruce Katz, co-president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity. Hello, Mr. Katz, and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. Sir, now Tel Aviv's blatant disregard for civilian infrastructure and lives in Gaza back in 2014 led many to believe that Washington would curb its aid package to Israel, but the opposite is taking place here. Your thoughts?
I don't think there's anything surprising about the difference between theory and practice. Denunciation of Israel's transgressions against the Palestinians, especially in Gaza, really is nothing more than a slap on the wrist, as is proven by the fact that the United States is now going to increase military aid to Israel. I think that what's significant about the timing of the announcement of increased aid is the fact that it comes at only 2 months before the next presidential election, with the current Democratic candidate for presidency, Hillary Clinton, in some difficulty. As are seen in the polls. So basically, we're talking about a race that is neck and neck. And with her recent health problems, which leaves a pallor over her campaign, I think that this can be seen as a gesture of solidarity, if you want to call it solidarity, with the Israel lobby in the United States. Because let's face it, whether it's a Democratic administration or a Republican administration, basically when it comes to military aid to Israel, it's usually the same old song over and over again. I think that it is the perception of politicians in the United States that they can't get elected unless they suck up to the Israel lobby. And when you look at how
Mr. Katz, but there seems to be like a bit of a double standard I just want you to touch on real quick. You see, Washington has a lot to say, and it condemns nations when it feels they've either marginalized a population or committed acts in violation of international human rights law. Yet it turns a blind eye to Tel Aviv's actions, and it makes itself complicit through funding and hardware. Your take on that?
Well, that's an old story. I mean, if you look at the way things are handled in the Security Council, although we could say the same about China as well, but the United States will always veto any attempt whatsoever to deal with Israel's criminal aggressions against the Palestinians in Gaza. For example, so you know, there's, as I said before, they pay lip service to international law. They pay lip service to the rule of law, but when it's a question of Israel trampling all over international law and the principle of human rights, they simply turn a blind eye to it. That's not likely to change. I think that the only thing that can change the reality on the ground, such as it is, is the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign, especially the move to a military embargo against Israel, which is now having an effect on Israel's Elbit systems, which is one of their main armament corporations.
Indeed, and Tel Aviv is going after a lot of universities or anyone that they feel is getting involved in the BDS. It seems they see it as a possible threat to their economy. Thank you, Mr. Bruce Katz, co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us out of Montreal.